five, seven, stop. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Count one. This interview is being conducted on February the 12th, 1992 at the JCC in Wilmington, Delaware. The interviewer is Gary Greenstein. The interviewee is Harry Lubin. Harry, when were you born?
January 16, 1917.
And how old were you in 1941?
23.
And what were you doing? Where were you working? What were you doing?
I was working for Allied Kid Company at the time.
And what were you doing?
Sorting leather.
Were you married?
No.
And where were you on December the 7th, 1941?
Horseback riding.
Where?
Oh, I don't remember where it was.
In Wilmington?
Oh, yeah. Wilmington.
Okay. So what happened?
Well, going home, we heard it on the radio about the war, about the attack, and went over and signed up.
Where did you go to sign up?
At the local recruiting station. I think it was on, not sure where it was, Market Street, I think.
Was it in an old post office?
It could have been. Could have been.
When did you have to report for active duty?
Well, the sergeant looked at his watch. This was about 10 o'clock in the morning, and he said, there's a train at 3. Can you make it? And I said, no, but I can leave tomorrow. That was it.
So you left the net. Where'd you go?
Camp Dix, New Jersey.
And that's for basic training?
No, I had we were there for several weeks. It was and it wasn't. They were so disorganized after I was through, I forget what that, well, it wasn't really basic training. I applied for glider flying. They were taking applications for gliders. And I went to Crookston, Minnesota, glider training. And the program was washed out because too many people were getting killed.
How many people, what kind of a building did you stay in Minnesota? In a tent or?
No, we were in buildings, in regular buildings. Come to think of it. Yeah, that was it. Yeah, in the regular building.
Did you ever pilot a glider?
No, just basic trainers, single engine monoplanes.
You flew on or you flew in it?
Yeah, we were taught to fly though before we went to gliders.
So you flew a single engine airplane?
Yeah, up to a point.
And then how long were you there?
I think it was about 6 weeks.
Okay, and then what happened?
Then I was transferred to Davis and Elkins College in Elkins, West Virginia. I was there as the first aid man.
He said about the glider training, it was terminated because too many people were getting killed?
It was not worth going through with the government dropped it.
Okay, and what happened at Davis and Elkins College?
I asked for a transfer to the infantry. I got it.
And then did you go to basic training?
I had, I forget what they called it then, advanced...
Advanced combat training?
Advanced combat, yeah.
Where was that?
South Carolina, I think it was to an Army Air Force base, Shaw Field. And my transfer came through for the infantry, and then I joined a unit that was preparing to go overseas.
How long did the combat training go on?
6 weeks.
And what weapons did you learn how to fire?
Mortars, machine guns, rifles, pistol, hand-to-hand.
And
fighting. and bayonet.
Right. When you went overseas, were you in a unit or did you go as a replacement?
No, I was a replacement.
And where did, you went to England?
Yes.
When, do you remember the date you arrived in England?
No.
Was it in?
It was,
42, 43?
40, I think it was 43. And I joined.
How long did the trip over take? Yeah. Remember anything about the trip over?
We went over on a Queen Mary.
In a convoy?
No, no convoy. It was so fast they didn't figure they needed a convoy.
And how many were you bunked in the Queen Mary?
Well, it was, the stateroom was converted. It was a stateroom for one, and I think they had eight of us in a stateroom.
And what rank were you then?
Sergeant.
Buck sergeant?
Yes.
Yeah. And how was the food on the ship going over?
We bribed one of the English stewards, and we ate good.
What were the troops eating?
The what?
What were the rest of them eating?
We had all sorts of meats and stuff that came out of the officer's mess, so it was pretty good.
Okay.
I can't recall just what it was.
Then where did, how long were you in England?
Well, we moved right into our battalion, which was moving out. Company E, 309th Infantry, 78th Division.
And how long had they been in existence at that point?
How long what?
Had that unit been in existence?
I don't know.
Had they come over as a unit?
I think so. I was a replacement.
Okay. And D-Day hadn't happened yet? D-Day hadn't occurred yet?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. We were in on D-Day.
Were you training in England?
And not too much. We joined our units who were already moving onto the line. And just before the Battle of the Bulge.
Well, if the Battle of the Bulge, D-Day was already, they had the invasion started in Europe when you got assigned to this unit?
It could have, because we really didn't have any specific details. We were at Hurtigan Forest and Wuppertal Dam and the Battle of the Bulge, Remagen Bridge.
Well, if that's the case, then when you must have made an administrative landing in France. You didn't make. How did you get to France?
We walked and crawled and dug our way.
Yeah, but how did you get across the channel?
We went over the Remagen Bridge after we went over. It was already loaded to be blown. Once we got over, it went.
How did you get across the channel from England to France?
Oh, we went over on combat boats. On
how big a boat was it?
There were these coasters that were taken by the army to convey troops to the other side.
Did you land in the port or on the beach?
No, I think we landed at a port, but I can't recall. Now, I'd have to look at my. I have all that written down, but I didn't.
Okay, and then.
I recall.
And you were in infantry,
mm-hmm.
And you were a buck sergeant.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a platoon, a squad? Were you
platoon.
In charge of a squad? What were you in charge of, a squad?
I had a squad and a platoon. And off and on, I'd be the platoon sergeant because they were getting knocked off pretty good for a while.
And you remember what was the first combat that you heard? How did you get up to the front line from the port?
Well, this was, we moved up at night. And no lights or anything. We had to be in contact with the person in front of us to move up.
On foot?
Yes.
So you walked from wherever you landed in France, you walked to the front line.
Mm-hmm.
How far was it?
I don't know.
I mean, was it a week or a day?
Oh, no. We were there within, I would say within a day.
Well, within a day of landing in France, you were in combat?
Yeah, just about.
And was it a fluid situation, or were you in a,
oh, yeah.
Were they static at that point, or were they moving?
No, we didn't know what was what. It was very fluid.
And what, you remember the first sound of combat?
Yeah, one of these mortar platoons came over, shot off about a half a dozen rounds, took off, and fire came in on us the rest of the night in that area.
Were you in a tent or?
No, foxholes, tents.
You dug in for the night?
You dug in.
How were you fed?
How were we fed? The kitchens were able to get food to us about every other day. We had K rations.
And what did the country look like where you were in France?
Oh, it was pretty well torn up.
Was it winter time? Was it winter or summer?
When
you first landed?
Spring to winter. Or spring, no, summer, spring, fall. We went through the whole thing. We were there for, I don't know, off and on parts of a year, I guess.
And were you in combat most of the time, or were you, did they pull you back?
No, you're not in combat all most of the time. It's a series of attacks and securing, and then you move on, and it's periods of quiet, except for occasional machine gun fire, and then you move on again.
What weapon did you carry?
BAR, Browning Automatic Rifle.
Did you carry it, or were you the ammo man?
No, I carried it.
Did you ever remember kill any Germans?
Just one.
That you can remember, that you're sure of, that
just
you can
one.
See.
Can you remember any specific days or what the weather was like, any specific incidents? What was the countryside like? Was it shot up?
It was shot up.
Did you ever talk to any civilians?
No, not really. There were Germans, most of them we saw, and they'd do anything we wanted. They were so afraid of us.
These are German soldiers?
No, not soldiers.
Civilians. And you captured the civilians?
No, we didn't bother with them.
Well, but in France, did you ever talk to civilians?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever get into the big cities of France?
Paris.
What were you doing in Paris?
Le Havre. Well, when I was hit, I was in a hospital right outside of Paris.
When was the first time you were hit?
I was only hit once. That was enough.
When was that?
In 45, but I can't give you any specifics on it.
Well, where were you hit? What part of
shrapnel.
Your body? Shrapnel. Was it? Were you under an artillery attack?
Yeah, my leg.
Were you dug in at the time?
Oh, yeah, we're getting ready to move out.
And what happened?
Well, incoming fire, and the fellow next to me was killed, and I got hit in the leg.
Now, the fellows in your platoon that went with you across the channel, how many of them were there when the war was over?
I would say we had about 60% were wounded, killed or wounded.
So only 4 out of 10 were still there when the war was over. And
well, they kept bringing in replacements.
I understand, but where did when you were hit, were you conscious?
Oh yeah.
And they carried.
Well, I had to lay there for. There was still incoming fire. They finally got to me in about an hour or so.
What was the weather like?
It was cold, but I can't recall too much
day,
about it.
Day or night?
It was day, daytime.
And then they carried you back to an aid station?
Mm-hmm. They tie in aid.
You know how far back it was?
Yeah.
And from there to a hospital?
Yeah, they flew us out of there.
From the battalion aid, you flew to a hospital?
Yeah.
Where was the hospital?
I think a little place called La Vesnay, outside of Paris.
And how long were you in the hospital?
About 10, 12 days.
Did you ever get into Paris?
Oh, yeah. As soon as I could get up, we used to take a train in.
Did you ever see anybody from Wilmington while you were over there?
Yeah. Dave Lundy.
Where did you see him?
We passed each other on a street.
In London?
I think it was in either London or Paris, I can't recall. Probably Paris.
And is he the only Wilmingtonian you ever saw while you were in the Army?
No, but I can't recall offhand the others.
No, but it didn't happen very often?
No.
Did you get any mail from home?
Oh, sure.
How long did it take to get the mail?
I don't know. Not to give you a short answer, but we get a letter. We didn't worry about how long it took. That was it.
What happened to you after you got out of the hospital?
Well, while I was in the hospital, the Germans surrendered. They had a victory parade in Paris. And all those that could walk got into line. And 5 minutes after the parade started, we all took off.
Where did you go?
We were celebrating, let's leave it like that.
When you see those pictures of the Americans entering Paris, does that bring back memories? Was that the parade you were in, where they marched down the Champs-Élysées, I think, de Gaulle?
No, we were there, I guess it was after that.
That was the liberation of Paris, I'm thinking of. You were there for the VE parade.
No, we were there for the VE parade.
I see. And how long were you in France after the war was over?
Well, after the war was over, they sent me to school in Glasgow, Scotland. And I was there about a couple of months, I guess. Went to the University of Glasgow. And I was supposed to be studying psychology, and then I was due to go back to the company and interview men for what they would be doing after they got home. Well, what happened was I had so many points that I was able to apply for and got a discharge.
What medals did you receive during the war?
Bronze Star, Purple Heart, various campaigns, 2 battle stars.
What did you get the Purple Heart, the Bronze Star for?
I helped somebody do something. I don't know what it was. That's been a few years ago. I probably shot off my gun so they'd been running, and I followed them, I think, and helped somebody get away. I don't recall too well.
Was that just one of many incidents where you were under fire?
Oh, sure.
And that went on for about a year? You were in and out of combat for a year?
Yeah. About that and why they talk it so much. The Germans were using 88s, and they would shoot them at the treetops.
This is in the Hurtgen Forest?
Yeah. So the splinters would come down, and they were just like bullets when they hit.
What was the weather like, if you remember?
It was cold. I don't remember.
Did you retreat in the Hurtgen Forest?
No, we didn't retreat.
Because weren't there a lot of American casualties?
There were, but I can't recall statistics or who they
were. You weren't one of the units that was wiped out? Or
no, obviously. No, we weren't wiped out.
And then you were after you got out of the hospital, you were back in Scotland. And when did you get back to the States? The war was, it was August of 45, was VJ Day.
I came back sometime after VJ Day. I can't recall.
Where did you land?
I think it was New York.
You came back on a transport?
Came back on a battleship, Washington.
Where did you stay on the battleship?
Wherever we could.
Was there a lot of troops on the battleship?
Yeah, it was purely, we were told if we wanted to go home, we'd go on a battleship, but we'd have to make do with what was there.
You don't remember where you stayed on the battleship?
No.
You have a sleeping bag, you just put your sleeping bag someplace and slept?
Yeah.
On the floor?
Mm-hmm. Wherever we could.
Where did you eat? Did they have an army mess, or did you eat with the sailors?
Oh, yeah, they had pretty good food. And those sailor boys ate good.
And were you discharged as soon as you got back, or did you stay some more in the army?
No, I went through discharge.
Shortly after you got back?
Yeah.
And then you came back to Wilmington?
Mm-hmm.
And you got married when? I won't tell Helen yet, if I remember.
No, I wouldn't tell Helen either. It was a while after that. I was 38, 39 when I got married.
And you were an electrician in Wilmington?
Yes.
And you had your own business?
Mm-hmm.
And you retired what year? How long?
About 5 years ago.
So somewhere around like 87 you retired. Mm-hmm. And you're the commander of the Harry Feynman Post of Jewish War Vets?
Yes. My record.
Well,
of all these
take
things.
A look at them and see if you can come up and think of something.
All right, you can tell them about the time I killed the cow. That would be fun.
Oh, yeah. Let me get them in here. Okay. Well, anything else you wanted to humorous or sad or the human interest?
No,
time
I can't
you,
think of it
was
all.
It daytime or nighttime you killed it? It was night. Huh?
Well, it's hard to remember now.
It must have been, well, because if you saw it was a cow, you would have shot it. You wouldn't have asked for a password in the daytime.
That's right. That was at night.
Yeah, and you don't remember where it was, it Germany or France?
It was Germany.
Okay, we're back on the tape now. You were in Germany at night. Were you on guard? Guard.
We were alerted for a counterattack. We had just taken this village, and the fellows are pretty tired. And I took the point.
Does that mean everybody's sleeping in a foxhole?
Oh, yeah, we were in a foxhole.
And you dug it yourself with your own shovel?
You betcha.
How long did that take?
Fast. When you think somebody's shooting at you, you'd be surprised how fast you can dig. Well, anyway, shortly after I took the point, saw something coming towards me, and we were alerted for a possible counterattack, and I challenged him and no answer. Did it twice. I opened up and put an 18 bullets in a cow.
Was that a BAR?
BAR, Browning Automatic.
Did it leave much of the cow? Did you eat the cow?
No, we didn't. We used to eat chickens. First thing when you took a village was to get chickens. Cut their heads off and use your helmet to cook them.
Were you ever attacked by a tank?
No. They were there, but I wasn't personally.
How about German airplanes?
Oh, yeah. In fact, we were once bombed by our airplanes.
What happened?
We didn't have our identification panels out, and the 9th Air Force came over and dropped a load of bombs on us.
Where were you at the time?
In the ground.
Did anybody get killed?
No.
That's a $400 briefcase I have. Well, my father offered a show, and that's where it comes from, because I would never buy it. What he bought was probably $200 today, or four or five of some incredibles. So I gave it to Susan when she was working.
Incidentally, I have very little hearing in my right ear due to the concussion from shells landing so close to me.
Well, let me get back.
I'm getting hearing aids.
Okay, do you have any permanent, where were you wounded?
In the legs.
How have your legs been?
Shrapnel wounds.
Did they heal up completely?
There's still scars.
But did they ever hurt?
No.
Then don't interfere with your walking or anything?
No.
And you have any other damage from your war?
Well, I lost partial hearing in my right ear.
How long has that been?
Well, that's been since I came home. And right after a concussion of the shells.
So ever since you got out of the Army, or before that, ever since you were in combat, you've had damaged hearing in your right ear?
Yeah, but Uncle Sam said no.
But you have gone through life with hearing in one ear instead of two.
Since the war.
Yeah, okay. And you're now getting a hearing aid for it?
Yep.
Okay.
I paid for it.
Me being the taxpayer?
Yeah. A 10% disability.
I know, but usually, I mean, hearing damage is pretty obviously related to concussion.
I tried. Bobby Wall even went to bat for me. He couldn't do anything that time.
Well, it's not on your. It's not. It's too late now. I mean, if it's not combat, if it's not.
Well, they say it's not. They say it's not combat.
Hold that up.
And you can't.
Not service connected.
You can't prove them wrong.
My service is minor compared to yours. Is definitely.
The funny part is, when I got out of service, this woman stopped me and said, "Sign this." I said, "What is that?" She said, "Well," she said, "you were wounded. We want you to apply for compensation." I didn't want to do it. She talked me into it. And the first month I got $10.83. Now I get $83 a month.
And that's from, as a result of your leg?
Yeah.